discuss here is largely the public disclosures of that information and not share any proprietary information that we have on specific companies. And as Andrew had talked yesterday, value at risk is generally the standard of how banks and securities firms measure their risk, their market risk component. And value at risk is calculated generally using either a variance-covariance model, historical simulation, or Monte Carlo. And since the fall, and even prior to the fall, risk management activities were expanding their stress testing capabilities because the VAR is a one-picture point in time. And anybody that's familiar with trading actually knows that trading is an ongoing, continual process. So to take an end-of-period picture and assess what the P&L will be over the next time period with anticipated changes is freezing something, and you're not necessarily getting a whole picture, whereas stress testing is actively being used to supplement the VAR system. The systems also differentiate in how they calculate the VAR. Some, and particularly the variance-covariance model, relies on a sensitivity testing where they take a position, take its Greeks, the delta and the gamma, assess the sensitivity to market changes, whereas the historical and Monte Carlo often revalue each and every single transaction. And with any of these systems, there are several assumptions that Andrew had talked about yesterday, including the confidence interval, historical data, the holding period, correlation. And the maximum loss concept is really in the wrong category here. It's not really an assumption over here, but some of the firms, in addition to their stress testing, have gone one step further and are ignoring correlations across portfolios and saying, okay, what's the worst case scenario in each of my trading portfolios? What's the maximum loss I could lose in this worst case scenario? And adding that all up as sort of a proxy for any capital and using that as a limitation.